هذه الشيخ رسالة من بريطانيا تقول: هل واجب على الزوج أن يعطي زوجته مالا لشراء ملابس العيد أو ما يسمى بهدية العيد؟ لأن بعض الأزواج لا يعطون زوجاتهم مالا كي يشتروا ملابس جديدة للعيد. جزاكم الله خيرا.
نعم يا شيخ. The question is from a sister, a British sister, who says, is it wajib, is it obligatory on the husband to give his wife money so she can buy clothing or clothing for the Eid day, or what is regarded as a gift of for Eid, because some of the husbands, may Allah guide them, do not give their wives this money. So could you please explain, Ya Sheikh?
يا بنتي ما بنتي مسلمة فأظنك تقصدين العيدين اللذين في الإسلام وهما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى، ولا أظنك تقصدين الأعياد الموسمية التي تجري في جماهير المسلمين إلا من رحم الله تقليدا لغيره، فتلك الأعياد يا بنتي محرمة. وما كنت تقصدين فيما يظهر لنا العيدين الشرعيين الإسلاميين وهما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى، فأقول: أولا ندعوك أنت وسائر بناتنا المسلمات لا سيما صاحبات السنة إلى أن تكون صدوركن واسعة على أزواجكن، وأن تبذلن لهم حسن العشرة، وما هو معتاد شرعا وعرفا من قبل الزوجة لزوجها. وثانيا نحض الرجال الأزواج إلى أن يوسعوا على زوجاتهم وبناتهم، وأن يظهروا على أولادهم وبناتهم وزوجاتهم آثار ما وسع الله به عليهم من النعمة. فإن ما أوصيناكن به وما أوصينا به أزواجكن هو من حسن العشرة بالمعروف، ومما يشيع بين الرجال والنساء المحبة والتآلف وقوة الترابط والتعاون على البر والتقوى. ونوصيكن خاصة يا نساء المسلمات أن تكن رفيقات بأزواجكن إذا كانوا معسرين ويتكلفون ما ذكرت إليه من الهدايا، كسوة أو حليا أو غير ذلك، فإن هذا مما أوجبه الله عليكن من حسن العشرة بالمعروف. فإذا تقرر هذا فعليك أيها الرجل إذا كنت مصرا أن توسع على أولادك وبناتك وأمهم وأن تجلب لهم في العيدين ما يظهر به الفرح والسرور على أهل بيتك، لا سيما إن كان عرف المسلمين جار عندكم بهذا، فلا تقصر أيها المسلم في إدخال الفرح والسرور على أهل بيتك. وسواء وأقول سواء يا بنتي أعطاك زوجك نقودا تشترين بها كسوة العيد وهدايا العيد المعدادة عندكم، أو ذهب بك إلى السوق واشترى على نظرك، لكن عادة المرأة أعرف بما تحتاج هي وبناتها وصغار الأولاد، والرجل عادة أعرف فيما أعرف منه بما يحتاجه أولاده الكبار. والخلاصة عليكم جميعا ساعة الصدق، وعليكم جميعا وأنا أعني الرجال وأزواجهم من النساء، عليكم أن يعفو بعضكم، أن يعفو الرجل عن زوجته، وإذا كان تجهده في الطلبات فليحسن لها الاعتذار. وعليك أنت يا بنتي وجميع نساء المسلمات أن تدارين أزواجكم وأن لا تكلفنهم من النفقة والكسوة ما لا يطيقون، وأبشرنا من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه. هذا المعنى جاءت به أحاديث يشد بعضها بعضا. نعم.
Our chef replied to this suggested question that, oh my daughter, as long as you are a Muslim, then you intend the two Eids, which are the two Eids of Islam, the Eid of the Fitr, which is at the end of Ramadan, and the Eid of the Adha, which is at the end of the Hajj, or in the Hajj, and you do not intend the Eid that which people do seasonally, which many of the majority of the Muslims practice, except for those whom Allah has mercy on. Then these other Eids which the people practice, then these are haram, which are not permissible, are prohibited. But we find that you intend the two Eids, the Eid of Fitr, at the end of Ramadan, and the Eid at the time of Hajj. So I say to you, and I call to you, O sister, and the rest of the Muslim sisters, especially those sisters who are sticking to the Sunnah, that you should be easy, and you should be merciful. You should be easy and merciful, and yet should have you should have a good relationship or have a good living with your husband, with that which you are used to from the Sharia and from that which is from the culture, and that the woman should behave well to her husband. That she shouldn't be good towards her husband. And the Sheikh says, I encourage the men that they should also be easy and good with their wives and their daughters. And then they should make it apparent on their children and their wives the effects of that which Allah has given them blessings. So that they should spend upon them. So Allah likes to see the effect that the effects of your wealth should be apparent on your of the blessings of Allah upon your children and your wives. And this, I mean, I advise you with having good relations between yourselves on goodness and on piety. And that is what should relate between men and women, husband and wives, that they should have love and that they should have a strong binding connection between themselves, and they should do good work together on goodness and piety. And then the Shaykh says, I advise the sisters that they should be soft and gentle with their husbands, and they should not make things difficult for them, from requesting gifts and gold and jewelry and other things. Rather, Allah has made it obligatory on the women that they should have good relations with their husbands and be good towards them, and that they should have good towards their children, and also for the men to have goodness to their children and to their wives, especially that which takes place between on the days of Eid, of the 2 days of Eid, of happiness and delight. And that is something that you should place in your family, in your household, happiness and delight. Especially since we know that the culture where you are is a frozen culture. It's a dry sort of culture. So a person should not limit himself. Rather, he should push himself to enter happiness and delight into the people of his household. So the Shaykh says, whether the husband, he's saying to the women, whether the man gives you wealth or money to buy clothing for the Eid, or he goes with you to choose something from the marketplace, but rather the practice is that the women know more better than the men from what their needs are of clothing and the clothing of their children, for their daughters and for the youngsters. And generally the men know what the older children need and what the older people need. So the Shaykh says, in summarizing all this, I advise both of you, all of you, together, to be easy and gentle. The wives with the husbands and the husbands with their wives. And that they should forgive and pardon each other. And that they should exert themselves in having goodness between them. And they should make excuses for each other. Yeah? And so the Shaykh says, I advise all the sisters to see the situation of your husbands and do not burden them and do not cause them harm and do not burden them more than what they have. It's because whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, then Allah gives them that which is better for them. And this statement is strengthened by other statements like this.
هذه الشيخة رسالة من بريطانيا تقول هل واجب على الزوج أن يعطي زوجته مالا لشراء ملابس العيد أو ما يسمى بهدية العيد، لأن بعض الأزواج لا يعطون زوجاتهم مالا كي يشتروا ملابس جديدة للعيد؟ جزاكم الله خيرا.
نعم يا شيخ. The question is from a sister, a British sister, who says, is it wajib, is it obligatory on the husband to give his wife money so she can buy clothing for the Eid day? or what is regarded as a gift of for Eid, because some of the husbands, may Allah guide them, do not give their wives this money. So could you please explain, Ya Shaykh?
Ya binti, ma binti muslima, fa'adhinuki taqsudin al-eidain al-ladain bil-islam, وهما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى، ولا أظنك تقصدين الأعياد الموسمية التي تجري في جماهير المسلمين إلا من رحم الله تقليدا لغيره. فتلك الأعياد يا بنتي محرمة، وما دمت تقصدين فيما يظهر لنا العيدين الشرعيين الإسلاميين وهما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى، فأقول أولا ندعوك أنت وسائر بناتنا المسلمات لا سيما صاحبات السنة إلى أن تكون صدوركن واسعة على أزواجكن، وأن تبذلن لهم حسن العشرة وما هو معتاد شرعا وعرفا من قبل الزوجة لزوجها. وثانيا نحب الرجال الأزواج إلى أن يوسعوا على زوجاتهم وبناتهم، وأن يظهروا على أولادهم وبناتهم وزوجاتهم آثار ما وسع الله به عليهم من النعمة. فإن ما أوصيناكن به وما أوصينا به أزواجكم هو من حسن العشرة بالمعروف، ومما يشيع بين الرجال والنساء المحبة والتآلف وقوة الترابط والتعاون على البر والتقوى. ونوصيكن خاصة يا نساء المسلمات أن تكن رفيقات بأزواجكن إذا كانوا معسرين ويتكلفون ما ذكرت إليه من الهدايا، كسوة أو حليا أو غير ذلك، فإن هذا مما أوجبه الله عليكن من حسن العشرة بالمعروف. فإذا تقرر هذا فعليك أيها الرجل إذا كنت مصرا أن توسع على أولادك وبناتك وأمهم، وأن تجلب لهم في العيدين ما يظهر به الفرح والسرور على أهل بيتك، لا سيما إن كان عرف المسلمين جار عندكم بهذا، فلا تقصر أيها المسلم في إدخال الفرح والسرور على أهل بيتك، وسواء وأقول سواء يا بنتي أعطاك زوجك نقودا تشترين بها كسوة العيد وهدايا العيد المعدادة عندكم، أو ذهب بك إلى السوق واشترى على نظرك. لكن عادة المرأة أعرف بما تحتاج هي وبناتها وصغار الأولاد، والرجل عادة أعرف فيما أعرف منه فيما يحتاجه أولاده الكبار. والخلاصة عليكم جميعا ساعة الصدق، وعليكم جميعا وأنا أعني الرجال وأزواجهم من النساء، عليكم أن يعفو بعضكم، أن يعفو الرجل عن زوجته، وإذا كان تجهده في الطلبات فليحسن لها الاعتذار. وعليك أنت يا بنتي وجميع نساء المسلمات أن تدارين أزواجكم وأن لا تكلفنهم من النفقة والكسوة ما لا يطيقون، وأبشرنا من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه. هذا المعنى جاءت به أحاديث يشد بعضها بعضا. نعم.
Our chef replied to this suggestive question that, "Oh my daughter, as long as you are a Muslim, then you intend the two Eids, which are the two Eids of Islam, the Eid of the Fitr, which is at the end of Ramadan, and the Eid of the Adha, which is at the end of the Hajj, or in the Hajj, and you do not intend the Eid that which people do seasonally, which many of the majority of the Muslims practice, except for those whom Allah has mercy on. Then these other Eids which the people practice, then these are haram, which are not permissible, are prohibited. But we find that you intend the two Eids, the Eid of Fitr, at the end of Ramadan, and the Eid at the time of Hajj. So I say to you, and I call to you, O sister, and the rest of the Muslim sisters, especially those sisters who are sticking to the Sunnah, that you should be easy, and you should be merciful. You should be easy and merciful, and yet should have a good relationship or have a good living with your husband, with that which you are used to from the Sharia and from that which is from the culture, and that the woman should behave well to her husband, and she should be good towards her husband." And the Sheikh says, "I encourage the men that they should also be easy and good with their wives and their daughters, and then they should make it apparent on their children and their wives the effects of that which Allah has given them blessings, so that they should spend upon them. So Allah likes to see the effect the effects of your wealth should be apparent on your of the blessings of Allah upon your children and your wives. And this, I mean, I advise you with having good relations between yourselves on goodness and on impiety. And that is what should happen, relate between men and women, husband and wives, that they should have love and that they should have a strong binding connection between themselves, and they should do good work together on goodness and piety. And then the Shaykh says, I advise the sisters that they should be soft and gentle with their husbands, and they should not be make things difficult for them, from asking, from requesting gifts and gold and jewelry and other things. Rather, Allah has made it obligatory on the women that they should have good relations with their husbands and be good towards them, and that they should have good towards their children, and also for the men to have goodness to their children and to their wives, especially that which takes place between on the days of Eid, of the 2 days of Eid, of happiness and delight. And that is something that you should place in your family, in your household, happiness and delight. Especially since we know that the culture where you are is a frozen culture. It's a dry sort of culture. So a person should not limit himself. Rather, he should push himself to enter happiness and delight into the people of his household. So the Shaykh says, whether the husband, he's saying to the women, whether the man gives you wealth or money to buy clothing for the Eid, or he goes with you to choose something from the marketplace, but rather the practice is that the women know more better than the men from what their needs are of clothing and the clothing of their children, for their daughters and for the youngsters. And generally the men know what the older children need and what the older people need. So the Shaykh says, in summarizing all this, I advise both of you, all of you, together, to be easy and gentle. The wives with the husbands and the husbands with their wives. And that they should forgive and pardon each other. And that they should exert themselves in having goodness between them. And they should make excuses for each other. Yeah? And so the Shaykh says, I advise all the sisters to see the situation of your husbands and do not burden them and do not cause them harm and do not burden them more than what they have. It's because whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, then Allah gives them that which is better for them. And this statement is strengthened by other statements like this.